This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. How are you?
Boker Tov. Those of you who listened in yesterday will remember that I had a little bit of a rant about some of the things that are going on within the UK Board of Deputies and this group of people who came out and made the public statement about criticizing Israel. And that story now rolls on. Because the next part of that story is that the chairman of the Board of Deputies, the president of the Board of Deputies in the UK, has decided that these people who signed that declaration that was published in the newspaper should be disciplined. Hmm. And there's a disciplinary process now. They've all been suspended from the Board of Deputies, and there's some sort of a disciplinary process that's now being undergone in order to check whether they might have contravened the code of ethics and the code of conduct that is expected of members of the Board of Deputies. And the first thing that I'd like to mention is that, which I forgot to say yesterday or forgot to emphasize yesterday, is that these people are community leaders that came out and made this public statement. They are not fringe kind of members, people who are on the outskirts of the community, people who might be perhaps pursuing a slightly a lifestyle that doesn't necessarily have a strong Jewish identity to it. These are people who have strong Jewish identities. These are people who are community leaders who have come out making the public statement that they made in the press. And the one criticism that I really have, the biggest criticism that I have of the public statement, is that it doesn't begin by saying Israel was attacked on October the 7th, and this war is about a response to that attack. They didn't say that Israel has the right, has the obligation, has the responsibility to return hostages who've been languishing in Gaza for 565 days. And so let's then talk about criticizing Israel. Let's then talk about the way in which Israel is conducting this war. But let's always remember that there is always a step before what's going on right now, which seems to have kind of been lost in some of the translations. So, you know, my thoughts say, is this disciplinary process going to be helpful? Is it going to cause a further schism within the community? Is it going to allow us to unite, particularly now that we're on the eve of Yom HaShoah, the Remembrance Day of the Holocaust, when, as a general rule, we come together in order to remember things that happened to our community? Is this going to be helpful? I can understand the Board of Deputies are saying, we don't want those people to be speaking in our name. It sounded almost like they were representing the Board of Deputies, which of course they weren't. But there was a statement made by one of the signatories who said that she did this out of the love for Israel. I didn't feel any love in anything that she did at all. And I would paraphrase that by saying, I think that she's built herself a lifestyle which involves working and associating and befriending members of the community in her local environment. And she felt the need to come out as an individual in order to protect her environment, that she could still be found to be acceptable. She could still be able to operate and cooperate in that particular environment, all of which I fully respect. But then do it in your own name. Do it as a private individual. Don't do it as a member of the Board of Deputies. Don't start by saying, as a Jew. And don't start by saying, out of love for Israel. Because those are just, you know, hiding away the reality. So I will end my little rant there, although I don't think that this discussion is over by a long way. I do think that Jews around the world need to have a way of expressing their opposition to things that are happening in Israel. I think that that's required. I think everybody needs to have a way of being able to do that. I think that the community needs to facilitate that. I think it needs to be done within the community. I don't think it needs to be published in the international press in the way that this has been done. But everybody should have the right to bear, you know, to bear their soul and to express their opposition. I think all of that is fully justified.
Mm. And I see that she represents liberal Jewish synagogues in London, the main person, this Goldenberg, who was a member of the British Board of Jewish Board of Deputies. She represents a liberal Jewish liberal synagogue. So I don't really know what that means. I wonder how, in fact, that board is made up. But I tend to agree with you. Of course, dissenting opinions and views is very much who we are and what we value. But to do it as part of an organization when you're unauthorized and you're representing so many other people is frankly irresponsible. Let's talk about some of the other stories. President Herzog will lead the March of the Living tomorrow. That's at Auschwitz death camp. That's happening tomorrow morning. Tell us about this year's march. Is it does it differ from other years?
I think it does. And I wonder whether listeners want to perhaps weigh in on whether they feel different this year about Yom HaShoah VaHagvura, which will begin this evening at sunset and will last until tomorrow at sunset. And this is the day that the Jewish community have designated to remember the victims of the Shoah. And this year we are marking 80 years since the end of the Shoah. And a dwindling number of survivors who were witness to some of the atrocities that took place. And then we see in Stockholm in Sweden that they've put up swastikas at the entrance to the city, and everybody seems to think that's okay. So what have we learned in 80 years? Mm. And in particular, what have we learned in the last 2 years that allows us to reflect back on the events of the Shoah that took place all those years ago? President Herzog will travel to Auschwitz in spite of huge threats having been publicly issued against him to try somehow to frighten him from traveling to Auschwitz. He will travel there with his wife, Michal, and they will travel on Kanfei Tzion, which is the official presidential and prime ministerial aeroplane, Wings of Zion. They will travel there, landing in Auschwitz, landing in Poland tomorrow morning. And then he will lead 80 survivors, and he will be accompanied by the president of Poland, who
That's
will walk from Birkenau to Auschwitz for the 37th time that the March of the Living is taking place. And this year, the March of the Living will also include hostages from Gaza who were released over the last year. They will come, some of them with their grandparents who are survivors themselves. They will march tomorrow in the March of the Living. And even though this is about marking the events that saw the death of 6 million of our brethren all those years ago, it's called the March of the Living. And there is a certain celebration about the fact that in spite of everything, we are here and we continue to survive and we continue to be strong. And the name of the day was originally Yom HaShoah, the day of the Shoah, and was in recent years renamed to be Yom HaShoah VaHagvura. And they've added on the element of heroism, of bravery, to try to depict the heroism that was displayed during those years, in spite of the massive anti-Semitism that was suffered and the threats against people's lives and the number of people who were killed. And I think we've seen that same heroism come out during this war that we are going through during October the 7th, and during the period of incarceration that so many Israelis had to undergo in Gaza. We've heard the stories about how people stood up and how they were brave and determined to present their Jewish side, to not hide away who they were, and to be defiant in the way that they conducted themselves, in spite of the fact that they were held hostage in the most dire of conditions for so long. So for me, there is certainly a difference this year, because I can appreciate a little bit more some of the things that happened in the Shoah through the prism of seeing what has been going on in Gaza. For me, that's kind of brings to reality for me something that was just relayed to me in stories and in movies and a third party telling of what people had suffered. But now, over the last year and a half, I've been able to see this evil for myself, and I can appreciate a little bit more some of what went on during the period of the Shoah. I wonder whether other people feel the same about that. But one thing is for sure, that I call upon everybody to join tonight, to light a candle, to take a moment to think about the bravery, the suffering, everything that was endured during the period of that of the Shoah all those years ago, and to remember that this is as much about remembering them and what they went through as it is about celebrating the fact that we still have a community, we have a country, and we have life. The March of the Living, I think that's a fantastic name for something which is really feels little about the living at that moment, but really is all about the living, who are able to come back and to march defiantly and triumphantly, even though they're at a place of great death and destruction.
Absolutely. And we did tell you a little bit earlier that the South African Jewish Board of Deputies is having a ceremony for everybody at 4:15 at West Park, and encouraging everybody to attend that as well. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to President Trump yesterday on the phone. President Trump claims that they're on the same page on every issue. What was discussed?
Well, we know more about what wasn't discussed than we know what was discussed, because we are told that the issue of the hostages was not discussed between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu. And it was interesting that President Trump, as usual, came out on social media saying, "I've just spoken to the Prime Minister," relative to numerous subjects. And then he went on to say, including trade, Iran, etc. Those were the words that went out on social media from President Trump. And then he went on to say the call went very well. "We are on the same side of every issue." Those were his words. Now, I think that the discussion was probably mostly about Iran. I don't know that there was too much time spent on talking about current events in Gaza right now, although it should been noted, and I think that it might be interesting for listeners to know, that there have been dozens and dozens of flights that have been recorded by US military planes landing at Israeli Air Force bases. One particular Air Force base in Nevatim, there were apparently reports of many, many dozens of flights in and out of Israel in over the last week or so, with military aircraft from the US landing at Nevatim Air Force Base and then taking off afterwards. And one can only assume, because I have no inside information about what might have been on those flights, but I'm guessing it's all military equipment, it's all ammunition, and it's weaponry, and it's military equipment that may well be needed not only for the war in Gaza, but potentially, we're thinking potentially for an attack against Iran if that actually does come about. Now, we do know that these Iran talks are due to continue over the weekend again, And they have been labeled now as being technical, whatever that means, technical talks. That's the next round that's due to take place over the weekend with the involvement of the senior negotiator, Steve Witkoff, on the part of the US and the Iranian foreign minister. But they are technical. It seems as if, though, these discussions are going somewhere from what we can gather. But one wonders, I still wonder, whether this is just a process that President Trump is going through for him to be able to ultimately stand up in a few weeks' time and say, we tried, we failed, it didn't work, we did whatever we could, we put out the hand of friendship, and yet nothing came about. So whatever happens next is fully justified because we really did our best. So I just wonder whether the conversation between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday didn't perhaps focus on what might happen when these talks ultimately fail. And there are some people who are really waiting for that moment. Other people, not so much. But yeah, it will be a very, very interesting few weeks to witness to see where these talks go and what happens. But there can be little doubt that the cooperation between Israel and the US, at least from a military perspective, is very much there. And as I say, a lot of equipment being shipped into Israel by the looks of things.
We don't have much time, but the U.S. has continued to attack targets in Yemen. Have they impacted positively on Israel's security situation?
Well, people in the north and around Haifa at 4 o'clock this morning would probably have said no, because they were all sitting in their bomb shelters this morning. Sirens were blaring as another missile was launched from Yemen, this time towards the northern part of Israel. And people on Friday morning, as I was at 4 o'clock in the morning, sitting in my bomb shelter, so people more towards the central and southern part of Israel, would also probably said, no, why is the US continuing to attack Yemen night after night after night? And we are still enduring missiles that are being fired from the Houthis. But I think the truth of the matter is that these missiles that we have been subject to have really diminished, not only in the number of attacks that have been launched by the Houthis towards Israel, but also in the quality of the attacks. And we've seen quite a number of attempts to fire missiles at Israel fail because the missiles have fallen along the way. There have been reports about Houthi missiles falling in Saudi Arabia and in Jordan without being intercepted because, for whatever reason, technically they were not able to reach their target. So it seems as if, though, the U.S. attacks, which are going on really night after night after night, dozens and dozens of attacks and many people being killed and facilities being destroyed in Yemen. It seems as if they are having an impact, but I would never have dreamt that it would take more than a month of attacks for the US to make any impact on the Houthis in Yemen.
That is where we leave it. It is after 8. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Anthony Reich with the Israel Report. We can catch Anthony tomorrow morning at 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.